Joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN. I told you I was going to sneak her into the show this week, maybe a couple of times. You never know with me. I'm a little unpredictable. Erratic, I think, as opposed to erotic, but maybe that too. Joining us right now is wife number one and internationally known astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Cassandra Joan, we want to talk about the eclipse from the astrological perspective. And as you know, I always have to give the disclaimer, okay? And you understand this. I'm not an astrology guy, okay? I don't believe in astrology, but I also have an open mind towards matters metaphysical, and as Shakespeare himself wrote, there is more in heaven and earth, Horatio, than is dreamt of in your philosophy, so I could be wrong. But everybody's talking about the eclipse from the astronomical point of view. As an astrologer, can you again talk about the significance of the eclipse based on your study of it and human behavior and how it affects people's astrological charts? I can't believe how many people are into astrology, and I'm going to I have to back you up on something, Sandy. I got to back you up on it. Okay, that there are many, many, many highly intelligent people who believe in astrology, and you yourself are an Ivy League grad of Cornell in social work, master's from Syracuse, a graduate of Calasanchus High School. You're no dummy.
That was so 30 years ago, Tom.
Yeah, and your high school boyfriend ended up running DARPA, which is interesting. I'm sure that has no bearing on my life at all. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about the eclipse and astrology.
Tom, I just want to have the delight of saying, told you so. I told you this is a big deal. This eclipse thing, I've been talking about it for years. It's not just a spectacle. I mean, it's going to be a great spectacle. And let's everybody do a collective prayer. We want to have sunshine in Buffalo in Niagara Frontier for just 3 minutes on the 8th. Just all we need is 3 minutes of sun. Anyway.
I was just going to say, I mean, we've been looking forward to this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over in 3 minutes, kind of like our wedding night.
Which wife are you talking about?
You and me.
All right. No, TMI. Tom, this is really a fabulous astrological event because eclipses, you know, we have eclipses all the time for a year, but this one is in Aries. And this one is in the sign of Aries, which represents the individual. It represents our own inner light. And this eclipse is attached to another body in the sky, which is called Chiron. No, it's not a planet, but we astrologers love talking about Chiron as the wounded healer. So there's so much potential, my dear friends, for doing some very deep healing on and around the eclipse. What type of healing? Well, one thing, forgiveness. And who you forgive? Because this is Aries, you forgive yourself for maybe making some bad mistakes in our lives. You know, we all have a little regrets here and there. So the bottom line is this is a very magical portal of change from a psychological and spiritual point of view. And it affects all the different signs differently. So I'm telling everyone I meet, I'll be over at the downtown Fellowships of the Spirit Church service this evening. Anyone can stop in. It's a wonderful service at 7 p.m.
Where is
I'll
that?
Be talking about the eclipse. On Main Street in the old...
Okay.
So anyway, that's a live event that I will be doing today. And of course, I'll be talking about the eclipse and how it affects each and every one of the signs, Tom. So...
Even though the eclipse, as you would put it, is in the sign of Aries, it is your belief that every one of the astrological signs due to the eclipse will have an increased capacity for personal change and growth. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, perfectly said, Tom. Because each and every one of us have Aries in their charts, right? So, like, for example, in your chart, the Virgo, Aries is in your house of psychological power and financial growth and healing on the deepest level for the Virgos. It's just one of many Virgos. And, like, I'm a Scorpio, so for me, it's my personal physical health, this eclipse, and my work. So everyone is different how this healing is being activated.
Can but you, Sandy, I'm always, her name is Cassandra Joan Butler, but considering the fact that we've known each other for decades and decades, and we were married once a long time ago, I call her Sandy, so I don't want to confuse anybody. But I think it might be interesting, even for people who don't believe in astrology, if you were to actually go through briefly every astrological sign and tell us how the eclipse is likely to have a potential impact on their life. Are you up to doing that?
I sure am. I even prepared some notes for that, Tom. I was hoping you'd ask. Okay, so if you're an Aries sun sign, this is a potential growth and healing about your own personal self. You're rebooting yourself, your identity, your charisma, your sense of purpose in life. It's all very personal for the Aries people. For Taurus people, this is such a fantastic opportunity for you to heal the unconscious, your spirituality, your connection with God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and or doing prayerful or meditative work. For the Geminis, doing healing and new potentials socially with your friends and your groups and your associations. For our Cancer friends, it's about your career and your leadership. If you're not working anymore, you still have a persona out there in the world. So this is about your own personal opportunity to reinvent and reboot your leadership abilities. For the Leo risers or Leo sun sign people, it's about commanding your ideas, your philosophies, your beliefs, and maybe do a little travel. I think about the big trip you're going to go on in a couple of months. So, Leo, you are reconnecting with your travel opportunities. Virgo, like I said, is about inner potential psychological healing and financial expansion from ways other than income, by the way. I'm not kidding. Libra, this is all about your opportunity to reboot relationships and partners. For Scorpio, again, Scorpio sun signs, the sign of sixth house, your work and your self-care, your getting back to the gym, Scorpio. Boy, that's a priority for me, for sure.
Gym.
Really.
I've heard the word. Is a gym a place where people go and burn calories and lift weights and do Stairmasters and stuff? It vaguely rings a bell. Is that correct?
I've
heard of those.
Scorpios. Yes. We love our gyms. Sagittarius is about rebooting your play, your creativity, your relationship with children, letting the inner child come out. For Capricorns, it's all about your home base, your psychological home, feeling the opportunity to heal old hurt from your family, perhaps, and moving forward. Aquarius, it's healing and opportunities about the way you think and navigate your mind and your time, your relationship to time and scheduling. And last but not least, our beautiful Pisces friends, it's all about income, improving, and rebooting your relationship with money. So those are the 12 signs, and where this eclipse is falling in their charts is an opportunity for healing, expansion, rebooting. It's really an opportunity, Tom.
We are talking this part of the show, so, and this is not going to be one of these shows where Cassandra is going to take telephone calls. This is a show where she's giving the astrological perspective on Monday's eclipse. And, you know, there are two kinds of people in this world. There are people who love astrology and people who hate astrology. And actually, I guess there are three kinds of people. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't believe in it. But as I've said before with my ex-wife here, she, in my career, has been ridiculously accurate years in advance as to certain things that were going to happen. And I have to give her credit because scientifically, statistically, she should not have known 3 years before we were moving back to Buffalo that we'd be moving back to Buffalo. But she knew that that was going to happen. So as much as I can say I don't believe, I must also tell you, and it's going to sound like a free ad, and probably is, but ethically within the boundaries of the legalities, she's... Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. I just don't know. Cassandra Joan Butler. We try to get her on the show to take calls once every 4 to 6 weeks or so. People absolutely love her. She is my most requested guest. Tom, we're sick of you. When is your ex-wife coming on? And that's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take that. But I want to continue talking about this, Cassandra, after the new, unless you've got a client. I don't want to mess up your schedule.
Well, you know, Tom, I really love talking to you, and I love talking to your wonderful, wonderful friends out there. I'm on my way to Stella Niagara right now because I'm doing a retreat there on the weekend, and they need some information from me, and I need to get up there. But can we talk again sometime soon? Is that a possibility?
Sandy, we talk every day.
I know.
Oh, you mean on the air? On the air.
I'm literally sitting in the car. I'm literally sitting in the car getting off to
okay. I can hear your dinging in the background of the Cassandra Subaru. Okay, so let's shoot for Friday. We'll do another astrological segment on the eclipse. You can give me some good questions that I can ask you during that segment. But I'm game because I know my boss loves you on the radio and loves our chemistry on the radio. And I think the people who listen enjoy it, too. So we'll do something on Friday. How's that?
Sounds fabulous, Tom. And by the way, I'm going to coach you on doing that class because this is a class of charisma. But remember this, Tom, you've got it naturally born. You're Pluto conjunct Uranus. That's why you're so charismatic, shall we say. Okay, end of story.
Wow, that sounded almost lustful after all these years.
Oh, not at all, my dear brother.
Talk to you soon. Cassandra Joan Butler. Her website is CassandraJoanButler.com. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later.